With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. The OPP say a fire Monday in Leamington is suspicious. Firefighters are called shortly before noon to an RV resort and campground on County Road 31 in Ruthven. One mobile home was destroyed and a second got serious damage. No one was hurt, but the OPP has joined Leamington fire officials in the investigation. Housing targets were part of the 2024 Ontario budget. Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy presented the budget Tuesday afternoon to the Ontario Legislature. The Tories have indicated that they are still on track to balance a budget by 2026. The government says it's also still on track to build 1.5 million homes by 2031. Municipalities may charge 35% less in property tax to encourage the building of new rental units. The trial of a Windsor man accused in a deadly 2022 crash has been delayed till October. Both sides have agreed to shift the trial of Brett Eiler, the 28-year-old man who is accused of killing two and injuring three in a head-on collision during Chatham Retrofest 2 years ago. The trial was delayed due to the defendant's shoulder injury. The search continues for at least six people missing after a bridge collapsed in Baltimore overnight. Fox News reports that the Francis Scott Key Bridge was hit by a cargo ship at around 1:30 a.m. Construction workers on the bridge were able to sound a mayday and prevent additional traffic right before the collapse. There's a change coming in mental health services at Windsor Regional Hospital. Maryvale takes over for Regional Children's Center at the Met Campus on Monday, April 1st. Executive Lead Lori Kempe says the goal is to decrease wait times.
What we're hoping now, because Maryvale already has a 24/7, 365-day-a-year program, that we'll see greater access, that we should now be providing crisis service in our community 24/7.
Maryvale offers services to teens in a variety of crises. Regional Children's Center handles children who are younger. A Windsor man is one of 13 Ontarians being honored for volunteerism. Douglas Dist has received an Ontario Medal for Good Citizenship. He's been recognized for starting a Canada-wide campaign to include poppies on historically named street signs. He also coaches with the LaSalle Rowing Club and began a para-rowing program for those with disabilities. It's first a goal for Detroit as the NFL draft is now 30 days away. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says the centerpiece is expected to be impressive.
What they are going to build is massive. A 2,500-foot stage, et cetera, is going to run all the way down to Farmers Street. You can see they're already taking down the light poles.
Campus Martius and Hart Plaza will host most of the main events. In sports, the Red Wings visit the Capitals Tuesday night. The Maple Leafs host the Devils. In Junior A, Leamington visits Milton in Game 3 of their first-round playoff series. LaSalle faces London in their Junior B Game 4. And in Junior C, Essex welcomes Lakeshore in the Stobbs Finals. The Tigers tied the Rays 3-3 in their spring training finale against the Rays Tuesday afternoon. Detroit starts the regular season Thursday against the White Sox in Chicago. Tuesday night's weather, cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, windy and plus 3. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, windy and 5. Fair Wednesday night, windy and plus 4. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.